Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, let's get into this. Imagine turning your iPhone into a camera that feels almost like a professional DSLR.
Yeah, good weld, right? All thanks to some serious software magic.
Exactly. We're diving into Adobe Project Indigo today. It's this free experimental iPhone camera app from Adobe Labs.
And crucially, it's spearheaded by some of the same minds behind Google Pixel's camera tech, which, you know, really set a benchmark.
Right. So our mission here is to figure out how this app really aims to give you that DSLR-like quality and, you know, full manual controls, basically right in your pocket.
Make you a smarter photographer, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
What's really fascinating to me is how Indigo changes the whole approach. It's not just snapping one picture.
Right.
It actually intelligently bursts multiple raw frames and then merges them into one like super high quality image.
So it's sidestepping the small sensor limitation, using processing power instead.
Precisely. It shifts the focus from the phone's tiny sensor, which is always a physical limit, to the power of, well, computational photography. It sort of democratizes those pro-level results.
And does it give you the kind of hands-on control a photographer wants? Like from a dedicated camera?
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge part of it. You get really granular control. Mm-hmm. Think ISO, shutter speed, exposure comp, focus, white balance.
The whole nine yards.
Yep. All dialable, just like you'd find on a mirrorless camera. Adobe even built this unique UI for temperature and tint.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it mirrors the kind of precision you'd get in Lightroom. So it's definitely not your standard point-and-shoot phone app.
That sounds genuinely powerful. But, okay, how does it actually achieve that high quality, especially, say, in tricky lighting?
Well, connecting this to the bigger picture, it really leans into techniques like multi-frame stacking.
Stacking photos.
Yeah. So take its night mode, for example. It can capture, get this, up to 32 frames.
32? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And each one can be up to a second long if you've got it on a tripod. Then it aligns them, stacks them.
And that reduces the noise, right? Boosts detail.
Yeah, exactly. It cuts down noise dramatically, holds onto detail. You get this bright, clean picture, even when it's really dark. It's like a long exposure, but, you know, without the camera shake issues.
So software making up for hardware limits again.
That's the core idea.
And it's not just for low light, is it? I read that every shot gives you two files.
That's right. You get a linear DNG, which is, you know, a super flexible RAW file for editing later, and a tone-mapped JPEG.
The JPEG has the look baked in already.
Yeah, the app's chosen look, ready for immediate sharing. Plus, there's this on-device AI thing called Adaptive Color Profile.
Okay, what does that do?
It actually decides the best tone and contrast for each specific scene in real time as you're shooting.
Huh. So it's subtle, not that weird, overcooked HDR look you sometimes get.
Exactly. It avoids that awful cell phone HDR look. The goal is clean, natural colors and contrast, really trying to mimic a dedicated camera's output.
And this AI gets even smarter, right? It understands the scene.
Yeah, that's where it gets really insightful. It does what's called semantic analysis, meaning the AI literally recognizes things in the frame, like sky, faces, maybe some trees or foliage.
Okay.
And then it applies specific, really subtle adjustments just to those regions. So maybe it brightens the shadows on someone's face slightly, but without, you know, blowing out the highlights and the sunset behind them.
Ah, so it's not just a global filter, it's targeted.
Precisely. Intelligent, localized adjustments that adapt.
And you can see this happening live before you even take the shot.
That's one of the coolest bits.
Yeah.
Project Indigo can actually preview that final AI-enhanced look live in the viewfinder while you compose.
True. YSIWYG. What you see is what you get.
Exactly. No more guessing how the processing will turn out. You see it right there.
Yeah.
And check this out. It even has a reflection removal tool.
Seriously, how does that work?
You shoot through glass, tap a button, and boom, an AI model just removes the glare, the reflections.
Wow. Imagine like a journalist shooting through a car window.
Right. And their own reflection just vanishes. Pretty useful stuff.
So these computational tricks, they really are narrowing that gap between phones and, well, traditional cameras.
Significantly, yeah. I mean, look, a smartphone sensor is tiny, right? It gathers maybe, what, 120th the light of a full-frame camera?
Something like that.
But Inigo's multi-frame stacking, especially in good light and even in some tricky low-light spots, means phone images can seriously rival, sometimes even outperform, larger cameras on certain things.
So, okay, big question then. With all this computational power, is this the end for traditional cameras? Are they obsolete?
Not entirely, no. It's impressive, absolutely, but it's not quite defying physics in every single scenario.
Where do the big cameras still win?
Well, if you're pixel peeping, zooming way in, or if you need to crop heavily or make really massive prints, a big sensor still just captures more raw detail.
Okay, makes sense.
And things like really fast action or needing extreme telephoto reach or shooting in super low light without a tripod, those are still areas where, mirrorless and DSLRs generally excel.
But as you said, it narrows the gap dramatically for a lot of common situations and maybe even some specific pro uses.
For sure.
I'm thinking like that correspondent example holding the iPhone still, the app stacking frames, making them look like the steadiest shooter ever, capturing explosions vividly.
Or a photojournalist covering something late at night, getting a usable low noise shot in near darkness. That's huge.
Or maybe finally getting that clear shot of Bigfoot with some kind of super resolution mode.
Hey, maybe. This whole AI-fication of hardware, it just makes shots that were impossible, or at least really difficult, suddenly accessible to anyone with the right phone.
So wrapping this up, what does it all mean? Project Indigo feels like more than just another camera app.
Definitely. It's a tech preview, really. A glimpse into Adobe's vision for like this integrated mobile camera and editing future.
It really embodies that AI-first idea in photography, doesn't it? Showing how software smarts might be becoming even more critical than the physical glass and sensor sometimes.
Absolutely. It doesn't completely kill off specialized pro gear for every single niche use case, no, but it massively elevates what you can do with the camera that's always in your pocket.
Which leaves us with a pretty big question, I think. In a world where your phone can take photos this good, what are the skills that really matter for photographers, for storytellers moving forward?
That's the key question, isn't it? Something to think about.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.